This is Cultivating Indigenous Voices from KXEI Tucson, hosted and produced by Tina Andrew. Today I'm in the studio with rap duo Los Indios to talk about their latest album and their musical journey. Thanks for coming into the studio, guys.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us. My name is Tayomni. This is my brother.
My name is Cheta.
We are from originally a small village called Shirai in Northern California, but we are Anishinaabe, Ojibwe, and Oglala Lakota primarily, amongst many other things. We're mutts.
as we all are.
Yeah, as most of us are.
But those are the cultures that we are primarily raised mm-hmm. with.
How long have you two been doing music?
Essentially, since we were born. Our dad, he's a musician. He goes by the name Gutshield Aguilar. Yeah, music's always been like a huge, huge part of our life and like as a form of expression, you know, cultural connection. Yeah.
And what is your most recent work that you've created or are currently working on?
So we got the EP out, but we're starting an album. We got one song down, three in the works, and for the rest of these upcoming months, we're going to be working on that one. And I'm really excited for it.
Yeah. Is that one? And then the one we have out right now, it's called Born Again Savage. It's an EP we made.
Oh, seven songs.
Yep, it's available everywhere.
That's fairly recent.
Yeah.
Like Los Indios as the duo. But Los Indios really resonated because like we're just thinking like, what is our message? What are we trying to put across, you know? We're thinking like colonial days, uh-huh. right? Like colonizers uh-huh. coming in. Los Indios, you know, like
yep. the Indians like, are coming.
They're coming, and we are.
Watch out.
And we are.
We coming.
And but we're in a different way now, you know, and like mm-hmm. going back to the upbringing, you know, like we grew up in a very like activist focused household. Mm-hmm. We were educated. Our mom made sure we knew what was going on mm-hmm. in not only our communities but like the world, you know, like. Global yeah, and like yeah, from yeah, like yeah. way back, you know, like the history into why things are here now, what generational trauma
yes.
is, why it came mm-hmm. to us and why we are holding the burdens that we have been forced to hold, you know, mm-hmm. like we shouldn't hold them,
mm-hmm.
but we have to mm-hmm. heal.
Yep. And kind of building off of that for me, like I've been producing since I was like 12, since I moved here to Tucson and, you know, started like going to B-boy shows, you know, and like cyphers, and then my stepdad was a rapper too. But what's been really beautiful for me and like even making this last album is just started completely casually, you know. We were having fun at my house. We recorded the whole thing in my living room. Ultimately, it brought me back to like what I feel hip-hop is about, which like it started as a revolutionary form of music, you know. It was like people struggling in it who were coming together to celebrate, you know, the bit of life and that they had. And that spirit to me is like why I make music. We're just here to speak our peace and stand for our community, and that's what it's about for me.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, thank you both so much for sharing your story and for being here with us at KXEI.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
You are listening to Cultivating Indigenous Voices, featuring hip-hop duo Los Indios, hosted and produced by Tina Andrew. To hear the full conversation, go to kxci.org.